The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
The champ I'm a kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, playing to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problems, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. I'm your host, Nathan McCray, guys, the millionaire, mastermind, guys, right here live on the air with you guys. Hello to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Hello to everybody out there on Facebook Live, everybody on Instagram Live, wherever you are. Hello. See you this morning. Man, this is The Grind. You see, I got my Bridge the Gap shirt on this morning, and plan on bridging some gaps this morning, guys. It is about 9 a.m. here. I know it's high noon on the East Coast, man, but welcome anyway, man. Share this out if you're on Facebook because somebody needs to hear what I have to say this morning. Yeah, this is the People Show, ladies and gentlemen, the realest show ever. Everybody has a voice. Guys, feel free to dial in 646-668-2564. Again, 646-668-2564. All you have to do is hit number one and it'll raise up your little hand and we can unmute you and you can actually have the opportunity to be live on The Grind around the world, right? So get your thoughts together, man, because we're going to talk about something this morning that a lot of people need to hear about. And it's actually one of the major things that you need to be certain that you don't do in order to get where you need to be. So, man,
how many wrongs can I write? How many? How many wrongs in the night? How many wrongs in the night? Oh, ooh, caught up in LA, yeah, yeah, yeah. Caught up in a race, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to keep faith, trying to stay real, not fake, man. Caught up in LA, yeah, yeah. Get the Louis from the Louis store straight. Packing it up, sending it to your place. Calling you up just so I could touch base. I hate how you're so far away. embrace. Can't wait to hold you this time. Can't wait, I told you. I can't wait, you make me feel like I can't lose. Yeah, that's right, I wanna get to you. You're all I believe in. I wanna show you everything. You're my strength, not my weakness. Yeah, your secret's obsessed. Just like your heart is. But I'm caught up in LA like a movie. Stuck here on replay, what you want repeat. When you come to see me, yeah. How many wrongs can I write? How many songs can I write? How many guns can I smoke in the night?
How many blunts can I smoke in the night? Blowing O's underneath them online. Not a lot of things that I won't try. I just bought a rose that I don't even try. Interior red outside white. Been a hell of a year, yeah, yeah. Fuck up a bag, make the money disappear, yeah. Working, worth it. Singing from the chandelier, yeah. Now I'm caught up in LA. Taking you out, take a Uber to your place. Pulled up just so I could show the face. But I can't go to the club cause it's too in the straight, yeah. Used to drive a Chevrolet. Now my car was so nice that I got a valet. What more do I need to say? I'm put on for the family, yeah. From the city of the night.
All right, man. Welcome back to the grind, man. You are live right here on the realest show ever. Man, I want to jump right into this because somebody needs this, right? Guys, somebody needs to hear what I have to say about getting caught up today. So I want to be very, very candid about it. I know we're going to say some things on this show that somebody is not going to like. We're going to say some things that are going to convict some people. We're going to say some things that are going to piss some people off, but that's okay. Because sometimes, man, all the time, you really got to crack eggs to make on, right? You got to smash some tomatoes to make ketchup. So sometimes, man, you have to be willing to take the hit and listen to what you need to hear in order to get where you need to go. So, you know, I was laying there last night and I started to think about some things. I was listening to my meditation music, you know, trying to clear my mind, but I couldn't because one thing that God kept speaking to me about, man, was getting caught up. Don't get caught up in what's going on around you. Don't get caught up in all of the little things. Don't get caught up in all the secondary stuff that you actually see that is not a part of your purpose. It's not a part of your assignment. And what happens, guys, is you get caught up in life, guys. What happens is you'll get really, really good at three things. I'm talking about an expert, right? You'll get really good at being confused. You'll get really good at being frustrated. And you'll get really, really good at failure. Let me repeat that. You'll get really good at being confused, frustrated, and being a failure. Yeah, we've heard the old adages that say, you know, fail forward, fail frequently, fail often, keep failing, keep falling, fall seven times, get up eight. Whatever the case may be, we know that failure is a part of our success. But nobody just wakes up in the morning and says, I want to fail. I don't know anybody that said, I've never met anybody that said, I want to fail. I mean, giving up is a form of failure, but I don't ever really hear anybody say, I just want to give up. I want to fail at everything I do. They may just want to give up that moment, but they don't want to fail in life. And we're talking about the umbrella of life right now. Everything that you need to do is underneath that umbrella. And if you keep the umbrella up, guys, you will tell a lot of stuff. But here's the thing. People get caught up looking at what's going on all around the umbrella. They get caught up looking at what's happening. Let's be practical with me, right? Because this is the grind. This is the realest show ever. So I'm going to say something, right? People say things. It takes people off sometimes, right? People sometimes stick their nose in people's business and they don't even know the situation. People sometimes just get involved in stuff and you shouldn't even be there. That's called getting caught up so many people get caught up in other people's lives that they forget to live their own. When you get caught up in somebody else's lives, or multiple people's lives, or multiple situations, man, you find yourself just getting to the juice. Like, oh, that's juicy. I want to be a part of that. You just got caught up. You just got your focus taken off of what it is that you really, really were trying to accomplish. Maybe you haven't actually written out or really put a lot of emphasis or even thought about what you want to accomplish. And maybe you're lost. And that's the confused part that I'm talking about, because we've always said that a confused mind does nothing. Guys, we all have one common struggle. And I can say this because I've talked to enough people to realize this. We all have one common struggle. And I'm not saying we don't have more, but this is the one I want to bring out today. And that's the struggle of significance. We all want to be significant. We all want to try and figure out how we can make our mark, our stamp in life. How can we do the things we need to do to be remembered when we leave here, right? So we all struggle for significance, but we struggle for significance daily in our daily lives. We want to be noticed. We want people to talk about us in a good light, right? We want people to recognize who we are. We want people to say good things for us, about us, to us. But the reality is, it doesn't always happen that way. But we get caught up. We'll get caught up in finding those things happen. And when we get caught up trying to make sure that those things happen, guys, then we forget that we should be focusing on where we're going, not what's happening around us. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. We get caught up on social media. I talk about social media a lot. Man, let's just be 100% honest on this show, guys, because we know how to be. Everybody wants to be somebody, right? Everybody wants to be significant. So you find yourself scrolling through social media sometimes, and, you know, you're like, okay, that person didn't like what I said. Or that person, you know, it seems like they're having a bad day, and yada, yada, yada. And you create the habit of scrolling through social media, getting caught up on other people's opinions of not only what you do, but the opinions of what other people do as well. And when you get caught up on those opinions, then you kind of forget to live your own life. And when you forget to live your own life, guys, you just went off track. You just went off focus. And people do it frequently. You got where you need to go. And when you're going where you need to go, guys, there should be a focus on that. You know, I was listening to somebody talk about the battle of David and Goliath and how he focused on what he needed to do. There's a pre-story and there's a poster to that, guys. Just like there's a pre-story and poster to everything, right? I talked about last week. I said, you know, you don't know until you know. So don't open your mouth and talk about stuff that you don't know about. And I pride myself on that. Don't bring me the negativity because I'm focused on what I'm doing. So what happens is, when I was listening to the story of David and Goliath, I figured out how he focused so intently on what his task was. He had a giant in front of him. And the giant in front of him, he wasn't a punk. He was a giant. So he had to basically focus on what he needed to do in order to accomplish this task. If he would not have focused, he would not have defeated Goliath. So what I'm saying to you all is, make your dreams big. Think big. Make them so big to a point that it scares you if you don't focus on them. Yeah, make them big. Make them public. Make yourself accountable to those dreams. And when you make yourself accountable, you have a certain amount of your conscience won't let you quit on you. And, man, there's so many things that happen, and I can talk about a lot of different things, but getting caught up, man, getting caught up is probably one of the number one dream job, right? Getting caught up in all of the secondary circumstances and everything, man. When you started to do what it was that you did, what it was that you said you were going to do, you weren't paralyzed by opinion. You know, you weren't getting, you know, looking around. You were trying to get started, trying to get going, and trying to move forward. But along that path, something captured your attention, and you stopped building. You stopped grinding. You stopped doing the thing that you said you would do in the spirit of the thing that you said you would do it in, because you allowed yourself to lose focus. You got caught up. You could have gotten caught up in your personal relationship. You could have got caught up in your physical relationship with your body. You may have said, you know what, I don't think I can do this anymore. And you just quit on yourself. You just got quit mentally. You may have gotten caught up with somebody else's issue that's not even a part of what you do. And you lost focus on the thing that you know you need to do. So what happens is you move forward and you not worry about the path or the things that happen left or right, guys. We call it the bridge. When you get on the bridge, you have to move forward and not look left and right. You ever been on that high building and they go a high point or something and they tell you, don't look down. Because if you look down, what's going to happen? You're going to get afraid, right? You're going to get afraid. And you're going to get to that point where, guys, you're like, I can't do this anymore because such and such said this, such and such said that. And now I feel like I'm inferior. Now I feel like I can't do it because you lost focus. Don't get caught up on other things that other people are doing. And the way you do that, guys, is you have this insane, crazy focus for what it is that you want to do. And I've said this phrase before. You have to get comfortable in the uncomfortable. And most people aren't willing to get uncomfortable. And if you're not willing to get uncomfortable, that means being comfortable in the uncomfortable, guys. In this, but please don't even think about trying to be successful. Don't even embark on the journey of success. If you're not willing to lose some friends, I'm not saying you're going to lose all of them. It may be. If you're not willing to lose some of the people that are in your life right now, if you're not willing to lose some friends, some family, guys, please don't embark on the journey of success, because things are going to change, as they say, the status quo will change as you know it. When you get focused on where you are going, ladies and gentlemen, I can promise you, your life is going to change. And I put out a post, because it's on my heart, right? And that post says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Now, there was a moment in my life where I thought those were just cliches, right? I thought that, you know, everything that was being said was just a cliche. And it sounded sexy to say. But when you have to actually go through it in your life, then you realize that it's not just a cliche. And what happens? How do you realize? How do you get to the point where you realize that it's not just a cliche? When you get to the point where you realize that it's not just cliche, that means you started to focus. If you're not focusing, you never know that these aren't just cliche. These are life phrases, right? These are phrases that people, real life, real people, have actually went through and grinded through and figured out that, you know what, if I just change the way that I look at this situation, then the situation itself will literally change. It'll change for me. I may not be so emotional about it. I may not allow it to take me off track. But when I look at that thing and I don't get caught up in everything going on around, then I can look at it and I can say, you know what? I want to change the way this was intended. something about you that you don't like, change the way you hear it. So that means you're going to say, that's okay. They just haven't grown to a level yet to where they understand that you can't make mistakes about them, about people, because they don't know. I just changed the way I looked at that statement, and I revamped it in my brain, in my mind. And now I'm able to move forward. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm still a work in progress, okay? I have not arrived yet. I'm not perfect by a far from. So do I have moments where I get frustrated? Absolutely. I'm not a machine, right? And you're not a machine. You're going to get pissed off. Do you have moments? And I have moments when I feel like going and slanging somebody. Man, absolutely. I do. But I have to, it's the way you process that is, it's about the time frame that it takes you to change the way you look at it, right? So when things happen, and all of a sudden, my time frame used to be here. It used to take me a long time to actually figure out that, okay, that thing, you know, here's the slow part right here. That thing, okay, I'm mad. It said that, I'm pissed off. I may respond, I may not. You know, I'm type up the response. You know, boom, boom, boom. And boom, you know what? Then I get to that point where I realize it's not worth my time. It's not affecting the people that know you, know me. God, put yourself in this situation, okay, because it's your life. People that know you, know you. People that know your character, know you. And you move and your character moves before you as you go. And it's the place to move. Like, it's called being a perfect place. Somebody says something about you. If it's unthinkable, if they think about it, they're like, no, that doesn't sound like me. That didn't sound like me. That didn't sound like me. I don't think they would do that. I don't think he would do that. People used to say, put your name in there. I don't think I would do that. So what happens is you get to that point to where all of a sudden that time frame goes from here, and you decrease that time frame to where now you can flip the switch, and that time frame is right here. You wouldn't be human if it wasn't at least right there, right? So that time frame is right there, so now you can close that gap. So you hear it, you see it, you look, you listen, you learn, and then you lead yourself out of it, right? And that's what we do in life. That's how we maintain that narrow focus. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at absolutely change. Any situation, something happens to you in your life, if your life is caught up, I'm going to cut some toes now, step on some toes right now, right? In your life, if your life is cut off, man, you know what? Life got cut off. It's not a matter of you're mad at them because they cut your lights off. Don't be mad at them. They're just shooting their regular. So you get mad because they turn your lights off, but you should be getting upset and learning a lesson that's being taught here. You know what? I need to pay my life bill now. And then I started back that thing to pay such a paycheck. I knew I needed to pay it. I may have forgotten, but when I forgot, they turned it off. I got to be better. Your car got repossessed. You missed the car note. People are calling you, whatever the case may be. I don't care if your water shut off. Somebody said something bad about you. Whatever it is, I got to be better. You own it. When you own it, you can change it. And guys, I'm sharing with you guys the philosophy that I adapted, because a lot of people will say, you know, well, Nate, you're really quiet. You don't say a lot. You don't respond to a lot. I don't respond to anything that doesn't want my attention, because I say the cliches that people think are cliches. There are life phrases in my life. I don't just say positive things, guys. I think positive things, and I put action to make them happen. I'm not focused. I want to keep sitting at the same route here. I go through real life issues like everybody else. So seeing that I'm not perfect, guys, I move forward on my focus and my path. And that's the bridge that we have to make sure, that's the gap we have to make sure we bridge. And as we're bridging that gap, guys, we realize that I have to focus on on my path, my economy. Because if I'm moving forward and I start looking left and right and I start allowing people to throw things at me and I see it and I focus on it and I respond to it, then I can't do it. I'm no longer moving forward my time. But if I'm moving guys. And then there's a back foot, because people are going to always shoot you in the back. That's just the way it is. If you don't feel it, write it down for dog. That's your past. That's what happened. You've already backed up and fixed that. The only thing that happens really. But now you've got the breastplate. We call that the breastplate of righteousness, right? That's on the front of you, so nobody can penetrate it. You're not worrying about what comes in from the side, because quite honestly, God is handling all of that. God's handling all of that. Don't worry about what's going on with all of that. All you have to do is focus on Peter. So if God says you're on purpose, and now you know you're on purpose, and he says, okay, I got something for you on the other end of the bridge, then you're moving forward to it, and you're seeing it, you're visualizing it, you see the puzzle, you're putting the pieces in place that he's handing you, and when you're putting the pieces, no matter how small they are, you're putting the pieces in place. You're not losing faith. But when you start looking left and right, moving left and right, you lose focus, and God stops focusing on you. Because you're not on purpose. Now, let's put some practicalization. Whatever the thing is that you want to do, you know as well as I do that it requires focus. Let's not even joke about that. You know it requires focus. And if you're focused on it, you don't care what anybody else is saying about it because you're on task. It's like animals, right? If animals were created, like you take animals and you contrast them with humans. Humans have the ability, the only species that have the ability to evolve into whatever they want to evolve into. You can learn it and you can achieve it. You fight, you achieve it, and you can become that thing that you want to become. But you take an animal, right? You take an animal, and that animal is there, and it's like, okay, well, I'm a zebra. I was made with a long neck, and I can eat from the top to the tree. I have long legs, you know, and I can run fast, powerful legs. I'm a cheetah. I was made to run swift and fast, and I was made to eat meat, right? I'm a turtle. I was made with a shell. I was made with a shell, and I go inside of that shell to protect myself. Because the insides are very, very sensitive, and I can't let anybody get in here because I move real slow. I'm deliberate, but I move real slow. So it's like all of the animals, they were built and created for a purpose, even the insects. But let's take the jungle, because this is the attitude that you have to have when you're actually on your grind, when you're on purpose. Let's take the lion. Now, everybody talks about the lion. Everybody talks about the eagle, how the eagle flies. I've even talked about that. I'm enamored by the eagle. I'm also enamored by the lion, right? So if you take the lion is not the biggest animal in the jungle. As a matter of fact, the biggest animal in the jungle, ladies and gentlemen, is the elephant. So why is the elephant not the baddest lion, the baddest animal in the jungle? Why is it not just walking around devouring everything? The second biggest animal in the jungle is the rhinoceros, right? The rhinoceros is big. He's going to walk. Why is he not just terrorizing everything? Rhinoceroses don't eat meat. They eat vegetables. They have a specific purpose. Animals have a specific purpose. But the lion, he's not the biggest animal. But he's the baddest animal in the jungle. And he's the baddest animal in the jungle not because he's a big one. Not because he has a big hair, big fur. Not because he has long, sharp teeth and sharp claws. But because he is the hungriest animal in the jungle. Which makes him the most ferocious animal in the jungle. So in terms of focus, I believe that the lion has the most intense focus in the jungle of any animal, because he knows that if he doesn't get up and eat, he's going to starve. Now, that's phenomenal for Daniel. But lions sleep most of their day. They just sleep the day away, and they wake up. They're looking to eat. over again the next week. So your focus has to be so intense to where you're laser focused on what it is that you want, and you have to make sure that you don't get caught up, because when you get caught up, you become lion. When you get caught up, you become eagle food, right? So if you're focused, you know where you're going. God has made the promise to you, to your business, to your relationship, that he won't leave you nor forsake you if you're focused and you're keeping the main thing the main thing. But when you get focused and you get on path, is when you allow the attacks and people start to pick you off one by one. We always talk about lion season and, you know, the gazelle. We talk about the cheetahs, and we talk about things that the lions almost eat anything. It's hard for them to get an elephant off the ground, so they don't even try, right? The biggest animal, but not the most ferocious. But when the elephant wakes up, everybody knows that the elephant's up. They know the time of day that the elephant's up. And guess what they do? They go the opposite direction. So the question is, how do you get the mentality of the lion? The mentality of the lion says, when I wake up, I'm going to sleep. And there is nobody, there is nothing that's going to stop. I don't care what mama them, daddy them, auntie, uncle them, sister, brother them said. I don't care what my friends at work said. I don't care what anybody said, because I'm not paralyzed by opinion. I know what my job is. I know what my focus is. I know what my assignment, my task, my business. And when we figure that out, guys, is when we start moving the way we need to. But a lot of people are just wandering around because they have no purpose. They have no focus, no purpose, you have to focus. So, guys, the overshadowing lesson today for the show, guys, is not getting caught up in everything going on around you. If you want more money, go out and get more. If you want a better body, go out and get a better body. Create. If you want a better mental focus, guys, start reading personal development. Start putting the right stuff in these ear gates and the mouth gates, the right stuff to start coming out. Stop putting your mouth on other people. Focus on what other people are doing, gossiping and gabbing and talking about everything else that's not a part of your focus. If it's not moving you forward, guys, it's either making you sit still or moving back. But in reality, your focus is how you get to your overall purpose. You don't even know what your assignment is if you can't focus on that. So, guys, stop getting caught up on everything that you see and understand that God is waiting on you to focus, right? He's waiting on you to focus. And if you just focus long enough, then what's going to happen is God is going to start giving you the things that you need. And when he starts giving you the things that you need, you're going to notice that, man, the puzzle, the vision is becoming clearer and clearer. And the little thing, hold on, guys. So it's the little things that you have to be concerned with, right? The little bitty pieces that are headed towards your purpose that you got to be concerned with. A lot of people are waiting until something magnanimous, something huge happens. And that's not how this works. Your success is going to come to you in small pieces because you're building the foundation, you're building the road. And when it comes to you in a flood, you don't know how to maintain it because you have no foundation. So your foundation starts with the struggle. Your foundation starts with starting with where you are. Your foundation starts and perpetuates itself by you going through on your purpose, on your path to purpose. Guys, you're going through it and you're figuring it out. The things are hitting you. You're going to face the things and boom, you're going through it. And as you're going through it, guys, you're going to look up and you recognize that I'm getting through it. And when you're getting through it, you'll look back and you're like, oh, man, did I build that path? Did I build that road? Wow, that looks nice. Everything nice and smooth. Everything is good. And boom, boom, boom. And you notice that the further you realize that I'm able to lay much smoother grip. Now my road is looking smooth, and everything is happening the way it should happen. Now you're allowing God to actually give you the things that you need and put the people that you need in your path. Not when you want them, not when you need them, but when He deems it necessary for you to take the next step. That's when it happens. But you got to start. God bless you guys, man. Thank you guys for chiming in and being a part of the grind. Thank you, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody on Facebook Live, for those amazing comments. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind this morning, man. Love you guys. And I always remember, guys, love God. And God is right by you. Because He's doing right by you.
Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing, if He comes in, I'm here to show. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.